Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit tip: why you should put your treadmill to a 1% incline. Now, for many years, one of the top questions I have received is the treadmill the same as outside? And the answer, the short answer is no. There are several reasons, and this fit tip is one. So whether you are indoors or outdoors, there is a difference, and one of them is the incline. Fitness people for years have used the line that if you are running on a treadmill at a 0% incline, it is almost like running downhill, or it is like running downhill. Now, I think many don't know the reasons why or the reason why that is, and here it is. That's the fit tip. Okay, so this comes from a study way back, August of 1996, in the Journal of Sports Sciences, and they investigated what incline could make running on the treadmill the same as running outdoors. So, in other words, was running on the treadmill at a 0% incline the same as running outdoors? And it wasn't. Okay. This was researchers from the University of Brighton in the United Kingdom, and they had nine runners, trained male runners, run for 6 minutes at various speeds, at various inclines, ranging from 0 to 3%. Then they were tested while running outdoors on a flat road. What they found was that the participants' oxygen intake, that's their VO2 max, that they tested during both runs, that running on a treadmill at a 1% grade, that best matched the same output or the same oxygen cost, the same effort as running outside. So if you are on a treadmill, running on a treadmill, you generally want to put it at a 1% incline to as closely approximate being outdoors. And why is that? You go, why? What is it? What's the difference? The huge difference in this specific example is the lack of air resistance. So when you run indoors on a treadmill, the lack of wind resistance, air resistance, results in a lower energy cost compared with running outdoors at the same velocity. So if you are trying to burn more calories, if you are trying to prepare for a race, if you are trying to just improve your endurance, ideally, you put it at 1%. Now you can mix it up, but just know that you are going easier. So if you always have it at a 0% incline on a treadmill and then you go outdoors, so often people say, why is it harder? Again, there are several reasons, but this is one big one, because you get acclimated to, as they say, we can use it because it kind of makes it easier to understand, kind of like running downhill slightly because you're just not working as hard as on a flat surface outdoors. And that's why it's the wind resistance. So cyclists in an aero position, right? Swimmers, they're fighting against the water, you know, literally the resistance of the water. You got to fight through that. And runners, yes, there's wind resistance as well. So that is why, if you want to maximize or burn more calories, make it more like running outdoors, you want to put your treadmill to a 1% incline. Then you don't go out to do your 5K race after training almost exclusively on your treadmill and go, ooh, this is harder than I thought it would be. And there you have it. Wind resistance, 1% incline, and you will get the same energy cost as running outside when you are running on a treadmill. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Please rate the show if you haven't. Subscribe as well. Tom H. Fit is my Twitter and my Instagram, and you can ask questions right through my website, fitnessdisrupted.com. Thank you for listening. My goal is to help you have your best life, to look better, to feel better, to live longer. We do this through science and common sense. and excessive moderation. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.